Microphone checker. 1, 2, checker. Hi, my name is Test. Test and check. Test and checker. Check, checkity, check. Check it out, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. We're coming really live, y'all. This has all been a test for the Flying Veal Chart Company podcast that proudly presents a podcast that hasn't been named yet, but contains one Chris and one wife named Josie. So sit back and enjoy the ride. And go. See, I was testing the sound levels there. This is Chris.
And Josie.
And that's Josie. She's my wife. And we're recording a podcast right now.
Yeah, I guess we are. I can't believe I agreed to do this again.
She's having fun podcasting.
Now I've heard during the editing version, which I don't even think you edited anything out.
No.
But it took days and days and days over the last, well, since Christmas, before Christmas, of editing to perfection.
I didn't edit it at all. I didn't put it on the feed.
And you didn't even edit it at all, but I've heard that last podcast like 5 times.
So you wanted a new one to hear?
Yes, because I'm getting sick of the stuff I said.
I don't think you were, because you were just listening to it about 5 seconds ago and you laughed at it, and now we're recording this, so what's up with that?
Well, I was laughing.
See what I did there?
But it wasn't very interesting. And you weren't either.
I don't have to be interesting. I'm boisterous.
But do we have interesting things to talk about? I don't really know.
Wait, what?
According to Chris, all of the things that are going on in our life are too boring to talk about.
Wait, who said that?
So we're not allowed to talk about that. We have to talk about the past.
Okay, we're doing the podcast called Josie Really Wants to Talk About What's Going On Right Now in Our Lives. And I'm like, okay, do it.
Well, it's hard to not talk about that.
Serve it up.
That's
serve it up.
What's happening in our life right now?
I know, it's what it is.
Buying and selling homes and
okay, yeah. So we got to buy a house and sell a house and deal with realtors and taxes.
Yeah, yeah. It's not very fun to talk about.
No, it's not fun at all.
Oh, but we're gonna be moving maybe, and that's kind of fun for me to talk about.
Okay, so talk about it, you. Moving is a lot of work. It's fun.
Yeah, moving is a lot of work. That's going to be kind of overwhelming.
I'll have to throw the Christmas tree away.
I know, we still have this. We have a...
hey, it's in a bag. I figured.
We have a suburban house where everything is, like, totally perfect around here.
Very strange.
It's, like, crazy perfect. And we have the Sanford and Son side of our house that people can see through their windows. It's hidden from the street. Thank God, or we'd probably...
Covenants.
We would be in so much trouble with the stupid covenants people. Yeah, we'd get, like, you get stuff. I don't know how many of you live in a crazy neighborhood like this, but you get notices for having your bushes too big, and they'll make you cut them, or you get fined.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Stupid. That's what happened
to our
the
neighbor.
Is she had to cut her bushes because she kept getting fined.
It seems very strange.
And they weren't even that bad.
The way we were
but
raised,
they weren't pruned
so much.
They weren't pruned.
They're like in Boulder.
Yeah.
They're all natural.
Yeah, it looked but not even that bad. Oh, remember? You remember? Well, I can't say her name, but you remember Sally?
Let me think if I remember Sally.
Just in case she ever listens to this, because she's crazy.
Okay, but see, you made up a name, but you didn't, like, give me a hint as to...
Oh, you don't know her.
I don't know who Sally is, and that's her fake name.
Okay, I'll give you clues. This will be fun. Oh, now I remember. This will be fun. It'll be like giving you clues to see if you can remember. Oh, yeah. You do remember?
Yeah, that's a good clue. Okay. The clues part. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, because that could be a fun game. What, guess you were who I'm thinking, or guess who I'm talking about.
You were talking about Boulder.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Okay, you're so talking about Boulder. Anyway, so this woman, like, is schizophrenic. Okay, for real. So
oh, you're talking about that lady now. You keep switching Sally's on me.
Sally.
And I thought I knew.
No, you don't know. I'm not even sure you know now.
That she runs over herself.
No. So she is crazy. And she called me one time to tell me about how she has, like, hallucinations, obviously, which is very troublesome. And I knew that she was schizophrenic, but I didn't realize, like, to what degree she was schizophrenic. But she called our house one night. Do you remember that, Chris?
I think I answered the phone and she wanted to talk to you.
She wanted to talk to me. She had never called or talked to me. I don't even know how she got my number. But she called to talk to me, and what did she ask for? Just to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
Did she act crazy at all?
Don't remember. I don't think so.
Because she was calling me because she was in her bed and in her bedroom waiting for her boyfriend to come, who doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend.
Well, she made dinner for him, and then he didn't show up for 3 days, and she just left the food there.
Yeah, he doesn't exist. This is not a real person. This is a hallucination that she has.
And he was late for dinner.
It's the most unreal thing you will ever experience. And she acknowledged that because she knows she has an illness, that she knows that this person isn't real, but that she can't stop him from coming.
Well, at least she makes him food.
Like, oh my God. You know this person isn't real. So he comes for dinner and you can't make him go away out of your mind, so you just make him spaghetti because she had the spaghetti dinner.
Oh, was it spaghetti?
Because she knew that he was coming.
Well, she left the food on the table for 3 days.
But she knew he was fake, like a hallucination.
Yeah, that was very strange, but maybe she was just trying to be cordial.
And then she was talking to me about how this, like, big spider came and crawled on top of her while she was in bed and was, like, suffocating her and yeah. All this shit. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I feel bad.
I do too. Because she can make that go away, but they give you like hardcore drugs to make them go away, and then you're not really yourself anymore. Like she said, she's an artist, and she does make some pretty cool stuff, but she couldn't be artistic on the medication, she doesn't, and she totally identifies herself as the artist, so she didn't want to be on it, but how sad, huh?
I'm autistic.
Yeah, you are kind of autistic. You say...
Electroshock therapy. They gave me that.
You say things like over and over and over and over again.
I can't stop.
And you almost have Tourette's syndrome too, I think.
Last night, what was I trying to stop saying? Biatch! Or something
yes.
Like that. I couldn't stop. My brain... I'd just catch myself at the end of a sentence instead of saying, something like that. I had to say some ghetto slang.
Yeah.
Biatches.
Yeah, it was weird. And I told
I
you
had
how...
I keep stopping myself. Go ahead.
I told you how annoyed I was, and then you still couldn't stop.
I couldn't stop. I couldn't even figure out how to not do that.
But it was kind of sweet, because I could tell that you felt bad that you were doing it.
I was trying to stop. I kept catching myself. Dang it. Hey, Butta. What are you doing, dude?
Well, we're trying to play cards again.
But oh, really, that's what our podcast is called,
but
huh?
But really what happens is that I just need something to do so that I don't smoke.
You gotta quit smoking. Hey, what should we call this show?
And so I like to shuffle cards. and play with cards, even though I'm not doing anything with them.
And eat a Twizzler.
And eat a Twizzler. But in my head, I really do feel like I'm shuffling them for some reason. But at the end of the night, I haven't played anything.
Well, I did get quite a lot of shuffling done, yeah, though.
But they're really shuffled.
And these are shuffly. Let me tell you what.
They're probably shuffled so well that they're back to not being shuffled.
What are the odds that you would shuffle it back into order?
Well, I think it's pretty good because they put a limit on dealers, and that's why.
What?
Remember, Zoe was saying that? One of my friends used to be a dealer.
Card shark.
Like a dealer for a short time. Or no, she wasn't. She didn't ever.
She went to school for it.
But she went to school for it.
She got licensed.
So anyway, she was gonna be. She was gonna be a licensed dealer, but.
I'll be a.
Anyways, she was saying that the dealers can't shuffle too much because it does put them back. Like, I guess they've calculated randomness probably to, like,
it's more effective to shuffle three times than it
to,
is, like, four.
Like, you know when they do the ratios, your chances?
Don't know anything about math.
Like,
none.
No, like, chances. Like, your
chances. Odds are against
or
me.
Odds, yes. The odds.
Odds always hedge. They always get the good odds.
But they figured that out. They figured out that three shuffles is your odds are better at randomness at three shuffles than they are at five shuffles. Then they get less random or something. Because they make so much money by making sure of
that's
this.
Very random. I agree.
What?
They make a lot of money on everyone, on everything they do. Hey, do you know what? They made a Hooters hotel in Vegas.
Oh, seriously?
Now, what would a Hooters hotel have?
God.
Like, you could have, like, a circus. Okay, you got circus stuff, but what do they do? So, like,
boobs?
Boob games?
Yes. Those ugly outfits.
So, their gimmick to try to get people, like, because what I'm saying is, like, it's a restaurant. It's not a franchise of. You know what I mean? It's like if Burger King
had their... Have you ever eaten there?
If Burger King had their own... I guess they have Las Vegas-type Burger Kings. But anyway, so here's what I was going to say. So the thing that's supposed to make them better than another place is that you can call and reserve a room at their hotel from the tables or from that Hooters restaurant. So you go to Hooters, you're eating some wings, you're like, hey, you know what? We should go to Las Vegas. Where should we stay? I don't know. Here's a phone. Let's stay at Hooters.
Oh my God.
Is that good? Does that make it better? I don't know.
That's
if anybody
kind
goes
of
to Hooters,
preying
office,
on the
me.
Drunk and desperate.
Yeah, but who's going to be sitting in at Hooters and think,
somebody who's
I
drunk,
sure need to go to Las Vegas tomorrow.
Somebody who's drunk and desperate. And then a phone to get them out of their boring life. You know who does? It's like people who sit in cubicles all day.
But they should sell plane tickets,
well,
too.
You've never been and you sit in a cubicle all day. Oh, no, you have an office now. You actually have an office.
I live in an office. That is correct.
It's better than a cubicle. You were living there.
I don't know.
And you'd
it's
be
all,
moving on up.
You'd be moving on up.
Moving on.
To the east side. No, we didn't. It's like a 10x10 cell. There's no windows.
No, but your office is pretty nice.
Sure.
I mean, it is kind of a 10x10 cell.
It's weird. The lights get weird. They turn the fluorescent.
It's kind of
on.
Like a fancy cubicle.
It's weird.
Because it's made. I mean, it's definitely not like an office.
Fancy.
Like, there's not walls, is there? Do you have real walls?
What are you talking about?
Do you have real walls in your office? Are they like,
no, all of that
like
is modular.
Wall material?
No, all of that is modular.
Right.
Everything is modular in our modular world. You have to be able to remove and move things so that that whole floor could be opened up or you could have a big office.
Or you can fire somebody and just take down their office.
You could. They did that, actually.
Did they really?
Oh, sure. They did whole floors. They consolidated people.
Oh my god.
They did like a
god.
Whole building. It's weird.
That is so crazy.
Jesse's always amazed by the layoff processes of companies
yeah.
and what that means.
They had boxes waiting for them. They were going to do this gigantic layoff at his work, and they still are, and they did, and they're going to do more, and it's like, what do you feel like, probably? Like, oh, dodged another bullet on that one.
Let's see, I've...
like, surviving.
I've survived eight of them.
No, but
eight layoffs.
Oh, eight, but that's eight full, complete layoffs, where there's rounds of layoffs in each one.
Oh, sure.
So, like, there, that's, if you count that all up, because you kind of get stressed out, like, oh, God, they're going to lay
off. For that whole time, yes.
Right, because every first of the month or every Monday, they lay off somebody else.
And you know what was worse was at Sun. They were doing layoffs once there, and they pitted everybody against each other. They said, we're going to lay off the bottom two of 10 people.
Right. Talk about bad working conditions. But to pit each other against each other like that, like...
like, you knew where your number was.
Right.
You knew if you were going. And so you would try to make the other guys look bad. You would try to find their mistakes, and you'd have to, you would try to somehow, it's like playing Survivor, and you wanted to stay there. You know, just keep doing your work like regular. All of a sudden, you're having to point out other people's flaws so that you can keep your job and survive.
Totally like Survivor.
It's not a good environment.
And then somebody gets voted out.
You don't just get voted, you get pushed.
Every episode, somebody gets voted out.
Yeah, you, like, was that The Apprentice does that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're fired.
Yeah, The Apprentice.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Fired. Hey, you know what they have for those water bottles? Those Nalgene ones? Because we have some.
What do they have?
There's a lid that goes on top. When I first saw it, I think it was in Wired Magazine. It has a cable so that that plastic thing doesn't break when you open it.
They can't see your hand gestures.
Oh, yes, they can.
And if it wasn't for your hand gestures, listen, I'm opening it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
This part, which is the top, and who cares if you can't see, when you screw it on there,
such blatant disrespect.
You can push a button. She's not happy that I'm using hand gestures.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Take the lid and replace it with the lid that has a light in it. You push it and the whole thing glows. Oh. So you turn your water bottle into a lamp.
Oh, that's cool.
It's that strong.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's a good idea. It's cool.
Really? Like for camping or something?
For, yeah, for camping. This is a good reason to have that. Or just because you think it's
neat.
Good.
I want one of those.
I know. See, now you're all like listening to me. All of a sudden you're listening to me. Where before you were just critiquing my hand gestures. Look at this. You would just replace this. This part, folks, listen. Nalgene bottle. Okay. That was fun. And that was a good show. No. How long have we been babbling? Wow. 18 minutes and something.
Wow, did we say anything good?
I don't know.
Should
we do another show? And stop. Okay, next show. You like when I do that?
We're doing back-to-back episodes, apparently.
We're giving you a double header. A double dong.
And it's late. This is going to be a short episode.
I'm having an episode. Yeah. Yeah.
You are
definitely
kind
slow
of
in the driveway. Yeah. Definitely drive slow in the driveway. Yeah. Can I go backwards? Can I do an undo button when I'm playing solitaire?
If you want to cheat yourself.
Well, they have it on the computer as an undo.
Yeah. I mean, you can cheat all you want.
You're just solitaire. Cheating yourself.
Yeah. If you want to play like that, that's okay. Shows me a lot about your character, though.
Oh, yes. My character.
Your character.
Did you ever call MC Hammer M. Chammer? No? She did good line and she almost spit.
I did almost spit. All over my cards.
I guess you never did call him that.
No.
You can't take that.
That wasn't even funny, but I can't stop laughing.
Did you ever think to call him that? Did you ever hear a reference made to M. Chammer?
No, but I've heard you say that before, but for some reason right now, it kind of caught me off
guard.
It all
clicked.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm playing cards. Sort of. Hey, that's what I'm calling our podcast. Just playing cards.
No, you should call it Still Playing Cards.
Always playing cards.
We're still here. Still playing cards. Yes, folks, this has all been one really long podcast. It hasn't been more than one.
We never did stop playing cards. No.
Hey. It's March, and it started in December.
I can dig that. I can dig that, yo.
This podcast, and we've just been sitting here playing cards that whole time. Nice. The kids have fended for themselves.
Well, sometimes we get up for food for ourselves, and we can get them stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And they're very quiet, because you haven't heard them yet.
No, they're asleep right now.
They are asleep.
I have to pay people
but
to take them.
But that would be kind of an annoying podcast. You'd have to do the sound edit a lot on a podcast where the kids were awake.
No, you wouldn't. You would leave the kids in there. Are you crazy?
Yeah, but you,
kids
the
are
volume,
be the best part.
I mean. Like,
oh, normalizing like the volume?
Normalizing the sound.
You could do that in like two clicks.
Oh.
Hey, Joes.
What?
Are you winning?
I don't know why you're playing. I'm not really playing. I'm just sitting here.
Are you a winner?
I've done a little with my solitaire hand.
This is called We're Not Playing Cards.
It's not
but we
going
have
anywhere because I can't concentrate on
we're
it.
We're on the road to nowhere.
I keep turning over cards and I don't know
come
what to do with
them. Come on and ride.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was supposed to be inside. Come on inside. Do you like the Talking Heads, Jess?
I do. I grew up with them, actually.
Neato.
I grew up with them before you even had ever heard of
before
them.
Before I was born.
No. Before you were born, I was listening to that.
And I'm like, what, 4 years older than you? Okay, go.
I think my parents have every single record ever done by any of them.
Any of who?
The Talking Heads.
Well, did they turn into them?
What?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, they were a them, and then now he's just David Byrne.
Oh, they were a them. You're right. You're talking English that I don't understand, but it makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
They were a them.
Those people. The nope. Heads. The talking ones.
Now, the talking ones. Now they're not a they. Now they're a him, and I thought the other ones did something new.
Oh, I don't know.
The them.
I don't know about them, but they obviously didn't get that famous because we've never heard about it.
I like him, I think.
Who, David Byrne?
He's got new works
no,
out.
No, I like
don't
that.
Don't know if I remember hearing it.
You do. I like him.
Taking that run.
Yeah. And same with Devo. We had a
are
bunch
we not
of Devo.
Men? Your parents dug some Devo. We are Devo.
Well, like, they were all
D-E-V-O.
Into, like, the new age. Or what is it called? New wave?
New wave! Yeah, and then there was punk right away.
Yeah, the new wave music. They
new
listened.
New wave! Yeah.
So they listened to all that, like, Depeche Mode. And,
nuh-uh.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Who, your dad?
Both of them.
No, you're joking.
Well, it was just on at our house, so I don't
oh,
know
right.
who was listening, but it was on our big speakers, like, in our house
oh,
all
I see.
The time. Whatever was on
so you
KBCO.
Guys have music all the time.
Well, because we didn't have a TV.
The kids put
but
music on
today. But
we had
radio. Today. We had radio up there in the mountains, because I grew up in the mountains.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
And so we did have a TV.
Mexican.
We had a TV, but it depended on what, when the last Super Bowl or big game
oh,
was.
Oh, because the antenna would be pointing a certain way?
Or yes,
was it like a
and
dish?
Somebody would have to hike up there.
So you got a dish antenna. Bouncing a dish or an antenna pointing an antenna into the mountain?
Somebody would have to hike up there, and then somebody else would have to be, like, on the roof, and then you could get
different channels.
And they
didn't have cell phones back then. What would they do, hand signal? Like, hey, I see it better. No.
They'd yell as loud as they could. You know, a flashlight would have worked better, but I vividly remember yelling.
Is it good? What?
I could be wrong, though. I was only like 6 or something. Hard to remember.
It's not that hard. I mean, you got a whole memory and that whole deal. I got nothing here.
No memory.
That too.
Your cards suck. I'm not playing.
Me neither.
I'm just sitting here. I was trying to play, but it's not working out for me. I'm stuck.
I have to try those cookies that you guys made.
The ones with the eggshell in them? It's
Josie's
the baby's
letting the
fault.
Josie's letting the baby put eggshells in the cookies. It's all right. That means it was handcrafted.
Well, all I really wanted
children.
Him to do... All I really wanted him to do was to put his hand on my hand, because they put every single thing in there, and they were both crying about putting the eggs in, because they wanted to put the eggs in. I'm like, oh God, I don't know
about
that.
They know the fun part. They get to break something. That's what's fun.
In retrospect, I could have broken the eggs and put them in a little container, and then they could have dumped them in. That would have been better, and they would have totally been happy with
that.
That
would have made your life easier.
But instead, what I did was, here, put your hand on mine while I break an egg.
You did that with number 3?
With the 2-year-old, yes, I did that. Stupid move, because he grabbed the egg yolk and started smashing it in his hands. He's like, crunch, 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 crunch.
He thought that was a fun game. He's like, sweet, look what you got for me. I can smash this
stuff. So Chris,
he saw you smashing.
Chris took part of the cookie earlier. And he thought that there was walnuts in there.
I don't know what that crunchy was.
Whatever, almonds, like slivered almonds.
Yeah, I thought you had almonds in there.
Nope,
Josie's
that
like,
was straight up eggshell.
That must have just been, eggshell.
That was eggshell. I thought they turned out good, but he didn't like them.
I haven't tried them yet, that's why I said I have to try them.
Oh.
Maybe I'll try them on the air. Then we can know how good they are and stuff like that.
Well, you're gonna lie. If they're bad, you're still gonna tell me they're good. Yes. And if they're good, you're gonna still tell me that...
Cookies are good.
There's eggshell in them.
It doesn't matter if cookies
just
have eggshell. They're good.
Just to be critical.
Oh my God. She makes the best cookies and doesn't want anyone to compliment her. You don't let me give you a compliment.
If those cookies were store-bought, they would have been gone by now.
I hate store-bought cookies.
They would have been gone by now, and I just made them, like,
you
4 hours ago.
You told me I couldn't keep using cookies as cereal.
Oh, because I overcooked them, huh?
What? What are you talking about? Did you overcook these? No, these are perfect.
Well, they're kind of crunchy.
No, these are perfect. They're even soft. Look.
Oh, good. Oh, I made them perfect.
You did?
I did. Good job.
Duh.
I almost forgot about them a couple times, but I came to the rescue right at the crucial second.
These are perfect. Okay. Now all I need is a bowl. Oh, wait. These are not cereal.
You can have it as cereal. I don't care.
I ain't kidding.
No, but seriously, you could.
No, but really, you could if you lied.
If you wanted to.
You could, though. Seriously, though, if you wanted to. Hey, Joe's.
Chris, it's midnight, and you are getting cookies.
It's not midnight. There's no time on the podcast.
Oh.
Doesn't exist.
It's not midnight. Never mind.
It could be any time.
It's whatever time you want it to
Tell those people good night, and they're listening to it in the morning, and then what? They'll start freaking out. Did we get milk? From the milk dudes?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And he even cleaned up our glass for us.
Really?
We get milk delivered in these glass bottles, and the wind is so crazy around here that it blew a bunch of the glass bottles.
Sure did.
Down. Like, the milk was gone. We drank the milk, but the bottles were out there, and he cleaned up the glass. I felt so bad. I was just being lazy. Oh my god!
What?
You are so not eating 8 cookies?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is a half a one. 7. I would never eat
you
8 cookies. Are you crazy?
Sit down and eat 7 cookies?
You can count.
They're huge.
I don't know if I'm going to eat them all, but I have the option. Because they're on this plate. Maybe I do eat them all.
God, you're
maybe
such
I don't.
A pig.
Depends on if you run out of milk.
How many are left?
43.
Oh. Do you see why I don't want you touching any food in this house?
You just told me to eat cookies and cereal. Are you out of your mind?
You would have had that many of them?
I don't know. I probably won't have this many of them now that you're complaining. You know, you sit down, you want to have one of the best cookies in the world, and then you get someone telling you that you suck for eating cookies.
I just
that
didn't
are so
think
good.
You were going to eat them all in one sitting. I thought they'd last a couple days. But I don't really care, because the more you have, the less I have, which is good.
Less the kids have.
And the more, yeah, the less the kids have, which is also good.
I'm just
so,
thinking of you guys.
Eat away. Oh. I've rethought that. So what did you do today?
Let's see. What did I do today? Oh, I was at work. Everyone's worried about getting canned.
Yeah.
I think I have an eggshell in my throat.
No, you don't. Do you seriously?
I don't know. No. If it is, it doesn't hurt that bad.
There wasn't that many. The chances of you getting one on your
it's
very
worth it.
First bite. There was that many. That is no way.
You could have put the whole egg in there. I'd be there eating it.
You have to get to your 7th cookie to find a shell.
Nope.
But on your
I got
first
7.
Bite. Maybe. You know, it is possible. He did crunch it up quite a bit. But I only saw one floating around.
Did you leave it?
Yeah.
The one you saw?
I did. So it actually probably got crunched up even more because I added the chocolate chips and then smushed it all around, you know?
It'll pass.
Oh, it's good roughage, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you eat eggshells normally?
Oh, so my teacher, speaking about, like, you know, eating things that are gross like that, my teacher today at the beauty school...
Yeah.
She's a good teacher.
Which one?
The Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
She's a Jehovah's
Jehovah.
Witness.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the O-V. I'm sorry, I should have said Hove. Jehovah.
Jehovah. So anyways, she's a Jehovah's Witness. And she... had or has 6 kids, but they're all grown up. But she's my teacher, and she's a really, really good teacher, but she gets like so into this teaching thing that she has these elaborate plans. And tonight, for our chapter on ingredients, she went to so much trouble. She gave us regular, like, butter pretzels and then these honey mustard pretzels. Like, she went to the store. I had to buy all this stuff on her own with her own money. And she buys us 2 different kinds of pretzels and then dried cranberries and then water as part of her little teaching thing. I mean, this is a beauty school. I've never even had, like...
This is not a pretzel school. I do not want to smash the cranberries into my pretzels. I want to learn about doing people's faces.
I know. Yeah, this is not like a food whatever, culinary arts school.
Oh.
Coronary arts, is that what you were going to say?
No.
That's the art of slicing into somebody's...
I was going to say, this is not a
chest cavity.
Court?
food court. No. Anyways. So, then we get into this whole long, thing. And one of them is about uric acid. Well, she makes us look up in our ingredients books, and I mean, we go through 10,000 ingredients of all this crazy stuff. I mean, beauty school is a lot harder than you think, folks.
I didn't think it was easy.
And, I mean, well, to be an esthetician, it's like you have to know about hyaluronic acid and emollients and all this crap. You have to know what's in all those things that you put on people.
Okay.
But anyways, uric acid, we looked it up in our books, and it says, in our ingredients books, that it's from urine.
Neato.
And it is used to coat pretzels.
That's why she did that. Now it makes sense.
And she let you eat quite a few pretzels. She passed them around the room many times.
Neato.
Yeah. I'll never forget that, though. The whole uric acid thing.
So she was doing good teaching.
Yeah.
Did you remember?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And then for cranberries, she talked a lot about urinary tract infections, which is pretty gross.
Oh, that was like...
While we were eating.
So one was going to give you an infection, and the other one was going to cure it?
Yeah.
Is that what she's doing?
Totally. That's not what she was doing, but that's kind of true. Which is funny.
Tell her I said that.
Okay. I'll tell her that. But it was kind of cool. She did another one on chemistry where she fed us a bunch of random stuff.
And it had pee in it?
No, that one didn't have pee in it. But I tell you what, after you know that pretzels are covered in pee...
Something from you.
They taste totally different.
So, hold on. Is it something that's found in urine, or is it urine?
It's found in urine. It's gotta be found in urine.
But you know what?
But it's the
Who
only...
Who gives them all the urine if it's from urine? Do they have people, like, standing and pissing at the pretzel factory and they collect it? This is a similar conversation to the one we had that we said if cars ran off of urine, there'd just be a bunch of guys drinking beer at the gas station, and they'd, like, just fill up your tank if your car ran on urine.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that crazy guy, he made my octane better or some shit like that.
Are they thinking about running cars on urine or uric acid?
No, but you know what they do? They can run a battery. They can power a battery from urine.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think they were using it as for field testing.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what... I'm not going to look it up right now, but maybe next week on the next week's show. Well, it probably won't happen for another
On our next week's show. There's no next show, there's just always show.
Oh, yeah, always show. Yeah. This chair is kind of starting to bug me after the last 3 months of sitting here nonstop.
Do you want new chairs? We just got these from California.
No, but I want a new house. I do.
All right, let's get a new house.
All right, let's sign on the dotted line.
I'll buy a new house. I'll buy the hell out of it.
Okay.
That's what I always say at work. The hell out of it. Like, did you send those emails to some guys? And I would say, I sent the hell out of some emails to those guys.
You're retarded.
That makes them laugh.
It's because they're geeky like you are.
No. They're normal people.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's because I've heard that so many times, though.
You've heard the hell out of that.
I did. I have heard the hell out of that. look at you. You have gone through 5 cookies already.
Until you start singing this song. Because I was like, whoa.
That's incredible. Whoa. These cookies are about the size of...
a fist.
No.
Not a baby.
But they're as big as a deck of cards.
They're
but flatter than that.
As a rock that's like this big around and flat.
Again, they still can't see you.
Exactly.
They still
exactly
have
my point.
No idea.
And that's why it's homeless.
Oh, my...
Get your nasty feet off of me.
Oh, sorry. So my feet fell asleep tonight.
Your
and
feet
my
fell asleep.
Feet fell asleep for so long that I almost was in tears crying about how long it took them for them to wake up again with the pins and needles. Like minutes. It took minutes for them to come back alive.
Number two, that happens to him all the time.
Nobody can understand you. Or I can't understand you. What?
Nobody needs to understand me.
Well, I do, because I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because your mouth is full.
You're the boss. Number two. Child number two. Our second born. The boy. His name is Cole.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what about him?
His legs fall asleep.
Oh.
If he sits on the potty for too long. And then he can't walk because his feet hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for a while, like you're talking about. He doesn't know. He's like, ah, my feet are broken.
Oh, that's sad.
He's all right. Just had to hold him. Tell him. He's like, feels like pins and needles, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's never happened while I've been with him.
Maybe he doesn't sit on the pot for as long as...
Well, usually...
It's happened to me three
usually
thrice.
I send you in to go wipe them if you're home.
Oh.
Because...
That's true. Okay, I can't eat any more cookies.
Oh, do you make him wait? Well, he needs a wipe. Do you make him wait for a little while?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
Because I was thinking that would do it. He can't get off the toilet.
So does...
You're done eating cookies? You filled up?
I can only eat...
My cat
Sticks.
Can eat a whole watermelon.
I've been trying to find somebody who knows or has heard of the movie. It's called Reuben and Ed. Now, my close friends have seen it or had borrowed my copy of it.
Which was $100 because it's a stupid movie.
The movie is called Reuben... excuse me. The movie is called Reuben and Ed. It stars Crispin Glover and Howard Hessman. It's the best movie ever made.
No, it was
ever.
Not, actually.
Look,
I would highly recommend not
you
seeing
like it
sober.
I am the king of the echo people.
You need to see that not sober. You need to be tanked
we
up
should
and
watch
drinking
it again.
All night long.
We should watch it again. Right now.
Right. No.
Did you know this is a stereo microphone? Like when I walk over here, now the people hear me in their other ear.
Oh, that's an uncomfortable feeling. What do you think?
Well, you're not. I mean, you're in stereo too, but... hello? See, look. Stereo. Stereo. Now I'm behind you.
Shut up.
I'm trying this so when I listen to it, I can know what it sounds like. It's a test. Come on. You have to test the mic.
Yeah.
The kids are listening to Beastie Boys on their MP3 players. Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of cute.
I gave them some, I put some Cat in the Hat stuff on their MP3 players. They didn't like it. It was too monotonous because it's just a... Well, sort of interesting. I don't know.
The Cat in the Hat story or the Cat in the Hat, the DVD of, like, the movie with
Dr. Seuss books. Read.
You didn't like it?
Maddie didn't. Number one didn't know what that was. I mean, she knew what it was, but she was like, "No, I want some music. They want to listen to music. They want to be able to dance."
Because I would think that would be kind of fun.
You ready for going to bed?
Yes, I'm ready for bed.
Me too.
Okay, we're calling this night, full night of cards, a game, or whatever.
Night? You are tired? We're calling night officially. Good night, everybody.
I am tired. My eyelids are drooping. And
that reminds me that next time we talk, I should tell them where you went for your 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Shamrock.
At the next show. Are you going to do it real quick?
No, in the next show.
Okay. Yeah, that was
funny. I'm just putting a thing in the end, so I'll remind myself to talk about it. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening, yous guys, that I can't see yet. Because I'm just looking at a plastic microphone. It says Griffin. Our audience is called Griffin.
Oh, at least there's a name.
Hi, Griffins.
You know, that's helpful.
Griffin. I guess we could do that. Anytime we talk to the audience, we could call them Griffin. I would rather just say you guys. So how about this? See you guys later. FlyingVealChart.com. What the hell? You left and I forgot I sang. I'll listen at you guys later. Is that better?
Listen at you guys.
Because I can't see you later, obviously.
Oh, right.
Nerd stuff. Okay.
Oh my god, that's so nerdy.
Go to vealchart.com. Then send an email to vealchart@gmail.com. Then send a comment to our comment line 206-20-CHART. That spells chart. Pat on the back. Give yourself a pat on the back, Jess. I can do it.
Okay.
All right. Good
Yay
night.
For me.
Stop.